Token Smart Podcast. I am Sandy Meows, and I'm here with my dudes Rizzle, and our dude Trislet is back. How's everyone? How's your energy? How's your vibe? This past week, we were so busy. We had an event every single day, Monday through Sunday. I loved all the things. Trislet, how accelerated are we? How are you? Update on Ovi. Tell us where you were.
Yeah, we're accelerated.
Trislet is accelerated.
Very accelerated.
Yeah, the gas has been poured, right? No, yeah, it's been poured right in the rocket fuel tank. What did we say before? We're shooting to the moon, I hope.
Yeah, something with lighter fluid and gasoline.
Right. Yeah, Rizzle, we were afraid that you will be back and you would be speeding up the conversation and we wouldn't be able to keep up with you.
Not quite there yet. I'll slow it down. It's all right.
Thanks, man.
No, man, last week was, it's been crazy. The whole OV thing, it's interesting. It's really cool, but it's definitely put a different vibe on some things. So it's like, there's a lot to do. There's a lot of, you know, there's some benchmarks we're trying to meet. We're trying to, which is good. I mean, it's really good. It sort of lights a fire under you to, you know, when you don't have that, it's so easy to not think about it or not think that way, but. So I think it's going to be good for all of us.
Trislet, man, give people like the TLDR, like what you're doing, like overall. So we got accepted into this Outlier Ventures thing, accelerator program, which means how are they making you accelerate and making us accelerate?
Well, there's a couple other groups that are there too. And everybody, you know, they're all startups. They're all trying to build something bigger and they're all in the crypto space. So we're all in this together in a way, but this Outlier Ventures, they have cohorts. So they have real fast acceleration rounds where they have a bunch of VC, you know, type people. They come and you just have to pitch to them basically, you know, try like a quick one, get quick feedback, you know, even if you're not ready. And it's
like Shark Tank.
Yeah, exactly. You walk in and they tear you down because you're not prepped. You can tell. And then you're like, oh, shit, I really wasn't ready for this. And then they do it to you over and over and over again for a couple days straight until you, you know, hone yourself a little bit, which is cool. It's really exciting, but a little, disheartening too. When you get, I definitely feel for those guys in Shark Tank. Look at my dream. And then they just rip it out there.
Sounds intense.
So how are we doing? Is like Mark Cuban tearing us a new one, or are we like looking good? Or are we dominating the competition?
We're dominating. We're right on top of everything. We're amazing. Now, me, Jim, you know, we've gotten a lot of feedback. We've been working on our pitch deck. We've been trying to solidify our product offerings, all that. So the end goal is going to be, I think it's helping us focus, and we're going to, the end goal is going to be that we're going to be delivering a lot faster. We're actually coming into this with the InfinFT platform, which we're rebranding to Infinity Tokens, in case anybody wasn't aware of that already. For the reason that I just, that was an example why when I just tried saying it. That's why going forward, we're Infinity Tokens.
Yes.
But we got all kinds of stuff. We've talked about Joy Toys and stuff before, but where a lot of the cool new stuff we made work for him, we're going to be bringing into our new contracts as well as newer other stuff. You know, it's get a little more technical, but we're working on a lot of royalty stuff built in, which is going to be really interesting. OpenSea has already talked about implementing some of it, you know, so we're going to be trying to work with them. We're talking about templating stuff to make it so you can have multiple file support. So hopefully, you know, your same NFT will work in any experience you want. Like, there's a lot of cool stuff that we're trying to build and we're trying to wrap it all up. So I'm really excited for that. And from what I've gathered feedback, at least initial feedback from everybody else at OV, they're all really excited too.
Nice. That's awesome. We're really excited to be a part of it too. It's definitely going to take us to grounds that we don't even know, above the moon.
No, it's cool. Jim was saying, actually, we have a lot to be proud of because, you know, because of where we're at with Token Smart, we're actually way out in front of where, I guess, projects normally are when they're at the stage that NFT 42 is or whatever. So, yay, shout out us. We haven't had to get too accelerated yet, although that moment is probably coming because we're like somewhat accelerated in the first place. So, no, it's awesome, man. It's cool to hear from like big people, not big people, but like important people in the space and who have a lot of money to throw around that they really believe in our project and what we've got going on, you know, to the point where they want to actually help us grow it and make us even better than we currently are. So I've got accelerating things I have to do now, too. One of which actually wasn't like an official accelerating thing, but we might as well talk about the B20 event on Saturday, because I know that that was one of these things where I felt like, you know, now we're accelerating. We need to like make sure we're a part of like all the big things that are happening. And, you know, they hit us up and we're like, yeah, we want to host this thing at Token Smart. So I'm like, all right. I mean, it's Beeple, right? We gotta do the thing. And that event was rocking. I gotta say that was probably about the most people I think I've ever seen in Crypto Voxels simultaneously. Would you guys agree?
I 1000% agree. It was so, the amount of people that were in there, you felt not only there, but also in Crypto Voxels. I think Pixels threw out a thing that said over 3K people in Crypto Voxels joining us. Wow. So I still haven't seen the numbers on our Discord, but we were packed. We were packed.
I think, yeah, the stats that we were looking, I think that was the total visits to the thing in Crypto Voxels. I know there was at least a couple hundred people there in Crypto Voxels. I also know, so
just call it 3,000.
Yeah, you know, it's well, it's if you where it's really cool, because I was managing all the streaming stuff and everything. I was trying to use our WIP product, but I was also I got a couple other ones. So I worked with HP and Frankie Needles to get connected to the Decentraland build, so I was able to stream simultaneously in Decentraland. We also worked with Artur to get, you know, we connected to his stream, so he was able to stream to the same Token Smart feed. So realistically, we had all three metaverses had the same, you know, you could see the same video in each one, get a tour of each museum in each one, and the audio fed into all of them. I think we had 30 or 40 people watching on Twitch. We had there was at least 10 or 15 nice. In Decentraland I saw. There was a whole group in Somnia Space. I mean, it was like, that's the stuff that's really crazy. Everybody, I don't care where you are, you know, you can come on and participate in our event, right? I don't care how you get here.
Yeah, so, we definitely had a lot of computers crashing that day as well.
Oh yeah, it was total chaos. I mean, it was funny to see people show up expecting it not to be chaos. I'm like, oh, clearly y'all are new around here. If you're like laptop fan isn't running then like 600,000 miles an hour and you know, you can't move around the screen, then you just haven't been at one of our things before. You know, curious to hear your guys's thoughts. And, you know, it occurred to me, you know, as we were streaming all these things in multiple places and, you know, we've all sort of tossed around this concept of the metaverse and interoperability. But clearly, Token Smart was the hub of this event. And I feel like you almost like no matter how metaverse and interoperable you get, I don't know how you don't escape like having some sort of centralized hub somewhere just for the sake of staying organized. And that was one of like the, you know, if I had to point out like one flaw of this event, I feel like it wasn't clear in the branding where this thing was going to be located. And I had people hit me up. They're like, yo, is this in Crypto Voxels or DCL or, in, you know, where is this thing happening? And so, you know, it was almost like was it Inception? I don't think that's the right movie, but like this, you know, this you moment know where like we're everywhere simultaneously, but like nowhere at the same time, and you know, needed Token Smart to sort of like pull all the strings together, type of thing. So I don't know. Do you ever really get away from something like that?
I think no matter how, I mean, you have to have a launch pad, right? I mean, otherwise nobody knows where to go. I was a good example, like, well, Ready Player One, when you watch the movie, right? Like when they're all trying to find the egg and stuff, you know, the race starts, they all have to start at the starting line, right? How they get to the end, you know, they're all free to go wherever, but you got to have a place to start your community adventure with, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know how you get away from that. Yeah. You wouldn't want to get away from that, would you? I mean, you want to see who's with you up front. I mean, that's what made it social. That's what, I mean, geez, when I dropped in there and I saw everybody, it was great in CV. Like, I recognized every avatar that had clothes on them, I recognized immediately, which is crazy. But then the other ones,
it is crazy.
The names are there. It's like, holy cow, everybody from Discord, everybody that I've talked to, they're all here.
Yeah, you definitely want to see what's going on, but most importantly, you want to hear what's going on. And that's where Token Smart comes in. And that's where we take those, reins and take over and make sure that the audio is working and make sure that that knowledge base information is going all around to everybody's ears and in the chat as well.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because Blau was talking after because he was trying to register his CV name and apparently somebody's already registered it. So he was like, oh, no, why can't I get my name? It's like, oh, somebody stole your name, dude.
Too late to the game, buddy.
I guess I just always had this like idea in my head where you could like, you know, we were going to hit a point where you could watch anything anywhere and it wouldn't really matter where you are. But yeah, I guess, you know, in like the spirit of decentralization or whatever. But yeah, I don't know how you get away from it. And yeah, Launchpad, the Ready Player One thing was a good example. But it's cool going different places. We were in DCL again. I was gambling poorly on Friday. Sandy, I don't know, did you ever figure out how to gamble, Sandy?
I did not figure out how to gamble. I was just dancing.
Probably good. I should have just been dancing.
Oh, and everybody was just joining that tree of Wisdom of Tree, just trying to hang around there. So I did that too.
I had actually gone broke and was pissed off and logged off by the time I saw everyone hanging on the tree. Was there any rhyme or reason to that, or was that just like a photo op?
I think that was just a photo op. People were just hanging in there, and I just joined. That's it.
Yeah, I'm picturing a Rizzle just flipping the poker table, right? You all suck, and storming out of the room.
I guess that's what you have to do, man. You lose, and then you just go hang yourself from the virtual tree afterwards.
Maybe that's what happened then.
In that case, I'll be back. No, but that was fun. I guess they do those on a semi-regular basis, and they had, who's the DJ? They had a killer DJ over there. On Friday as well, that we should totally start stalking and getting to do things for us too. Did you catch a name, Sandy?
No, I kept trying to ask Hootie and Boz, and then I kept saying, this music is awesome. Who is this? So please, if you know this DJ's name, let us know his name, because he was
good.
Really, really, yeah, he was really good. I really enjoyed his set. And then speaking of things that are going on, Chris is back for his second episode, which would have already happened. Shout out to Chris and Rochelle and the Effects AI team. I love this project. I want to be a part of this one, and I want to save the world with you, Rizzle. It was funny because, yeah, last Monday during Easy's listening party, shout out to them right now. I see you guys. But Easy mentioned, I know Rizzle wanted to change the world, but I didn't think it was going to happen so quick.
Yeah. Shout out Easy. I'm trying, man. I'm trying. Phase 0.01.
We got all kinds of ideas, you know, rolling up in our heads for some of that. I know we were talking the other day, yeah, Rizzle, but I think we should look at some, we could look at some technical solutions, right? Why not go DAO route? We'll have some huge world-saving DAO that'll provide food to the needy. I mean, we'll figure something out.
Yes.
I wanted to touch on that and go ahead.
No, go ahead, Sandy.
No, I just wanted to touch on that and speak of the importance of like setting goals with intention and the importance of saying them out loud, putting them out into the universe. And then the waves you send with those intentions just bring back the right people that make things happen, who have the same vision and share that same vision with you. So everyone listening right now, set a goal, no matter how silly, how big, just do it. And this is the motivational part of you guys that Effects started.
That's great. I love that. Yeah. In fact, we should, after the listening party tonight, we should have Easy open up the mic and have everybody else state their intention. We can all hold you accountable.
A little kumbaya.
Yeah. I mean, that's how this started, really, with effect pieces. And, you know, it was just sort of like, we should do good stuff. Like, help us do good stuff. And people started hitting me up. And they are awesome. Honestly, like, I didn't really know what to expect when the first event was happening. But, dude, Chris is so cool, first of all, and is extremely not only like has a crazy interesting background and like, you know, personal history, but is super passionate about this project and could only have partially been overshadowed by Rochelle, who was dealing on Thursday, right? Rochelle is like she had been here 1,000 times during like shows, hot takes at the Whip and shows rant and raving, and Rochelle just hops on the mic and starts dealing it to show and everything. And it was so good, man. That whole project, I feel like, comes with like swagger that I really, really like. And I feel like, not to like put charitable events in a box or whatever, but I feel like there's like a perception painted of a lot of like charitable events that they're like sort of meek and like meager or whatever. But Chris has got a bunch of OGs working for him over there and really believe in what they're doing. So I'm stoked. I was pumped after like the thing last week. So I think everybody was. It was a great way to kick off the week.
I was too. And man, shows afties, Rochelle jumping in was my all time favorite. Right? Having another female jump in and voice their opinion, I'm all for it. Ladies listening right now, join us. We want to hear your beautiful voices. You're smart. There's no reason you cannot sit with the boys' table, like at the boys' table. I admire men's confidence so much. Ladies, you have to find that same confidence too. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. We need more related, we just need more female voices to relate to as well. And speaking of females in the space, man, I don't know if you guys were there, Magmaster Josie.
I was just gonna ask you about that. Oh, yes, I heard crushed it.
Yes, she was on Magmaster Confessions, and I relate to her so much. For those of you who missed it, Magmaster and Josie revealed that at one point in their lives, they were both homeless, and Josie with her mom and sister would live in homeless shelters, and Magmaster learned how to survive in the streets and also happened to be panhandling in front of the Bitcoin embassy. These are just humble beginnings that I know a lot of our audience can relate to. You don't have to be the smartest, but you have to have what I call the ganas. Like, you have to have that fire in you. You need to want it as bad as if you're drowning and you're pulling yourself up for that first fresh, you know, breath. When you want to succeed, you will want it as bad as you want to breathe, you know, and you'll give up the excuses. You'll go from interested to committed, and you'll know exactly why you want it. And you'll find your why, you'll find your motivation. Sunday with Magmaster and Josie's story really, really hit home. So
yo, you're going to get yourself a motivational Monday event. You keep up these,
For real. You know, piggybacking off that, I really, that's the whole crypto thing. I really feel like, you know, crypto is the great equalizer. I don't care what race, gender, whatever your background is, like anybody, you know, it gives you that layer of like, it kind of the anonymous side of it kind of helps with that maybe. But I'm like, anybody who's got an idea, I'm like, it's a door that normally would be closed to everybody. Like somebody in Josie's situation like that, normally there's a lot of doors closed and you probably don't even realize it till you're in that situation. And then you find out just how hard it is to scramble your way back out of it. But man, what crypto allows, it gives you a path out of that, which is interesting, right?
Dude, that, yeah, it the is. NFT community is like particularly unique, I feel like, to like, I don't know, maybe not any community in the entire world, but definitely to crypto in a way, just because of like the art and music and like creative component and the like types of people that it's drawn into the space. It is so cool. I mean, I get people hitting me up all the time and that are like also surprised that I like respond to them, and they just like have a question or something. And I feel like everyone in this space is like that. And I'm like, yo, I'm just me, right? I'm like, point you to like my, I actually sent someone over this weekend. They're like, Hey man, I apologize for like hitting you up blind, but I'm really interested in DeFi. Do you know anything? And I'm like, oh shit, man. I mean, I know like a little bit, but like, you know, gave him DeFi Dad, like, you know, as a resource, no problem. DeFi Dad like rocks, just like so many other people in this space. And, you know, I know for sure he's in good hands if I send him over to him. And I just feel like the crypto space in general has like missed that like trust and transparency like community vibe for like so long, up until recently, like within this past couple years or so, when like a lot of the main like nucleus has sort of formed around this space. I mean, at least that's just been my experience.
No, I think you're right. It's so easy to reach out to someone and say, hey, I need help with this, or do you know this? The crypto space is awesome and it's changed my life.
I'm really regretting missing Josie's thing, man. This is what we were talking about, Josie and Magmaster's thing. This is what we were talking about last week, like how to get to all these things like simultaneously. I'm like, oh, some field trips, panels, the whip, the Metal Olympics. Speaking of which, we got Sandbox coming up this week on the Metal Olympics, and it should be dope, like in the style of CryptoKitties dope, where like everyone who participated got something really, you know, some really cool swag. So I won't reveal too much, but stay tuned for details on that. Oh, man, sorry, Trizzo, were you gonna say something, man?
No, it's good. Can we all get a Voxel Care Bear or something like that? I got that.
I want one.
Sweet.
You got to do the selfie. You got to do the selfie. And which reminds me, everyone, the selfie is still going on for last week's Meta Olympics. Make sure you take a selfie with your favorite t-shirt. And all of that information is in the Meta Olympics link. Speaking of selfies, we also have our Avastars giveaway selfie going on. Tomorrow we'll be announcing a winner. Please. This is the type to harass them, Rizzle.
Yeah. No, do our thing. It's so easy. The Avastars cost like $100 a piece now. I minted 3 of them over the weekend and was like, I can't believe I just spent so much time trying to spend $300 or so. And you can win one for free by just writing some dumb Twitter story in like 3 sentences, but not dumb, but like awesome dumb, like funny or like weird or like anything really. And I would totally be participating if I wasn't running this giveaway, because I would want to win these things, and it's like super low effort. That's how I roll to win stuff. So y'all should do this thing. We'll try and find a link to drop at the podcast listening party. And then Sandy and I read them out live, and we goof around and give it away. And Mr. President of Plus 62 People has won like 1,000 of them at this point. So please do this goofy task. Win a cool Avastar. And yes, good call, Sandy. Now was the time to harass them.
Oh, FYI, yeah, we glossed over it, but yes, Avastar minting is back online.
Yeah,
it's been offline for a while, but we fixed the issues that we found, and everything is up, and we're back to the races.
I found so many cool ones.
I know, I had too. Now I'm saving. Now I'm going through, and I'm constantly removing mine from the global feed and updating. You know, like, oh, this one's better. Somebody will want this. You know.
I'm the same way. Yeah. Dude, I didn't know. This is gonna sound horrible, man. But when the global feed thing was like introduced, I was like, this is bullshit, man. This is like, I mean, it's cool, but I'm like, no one's really gonna like pay a premium for these things that they can find on their own for free. But I got sucked into scrolling like all weekend long and consigned a bunch to the global feed just because I wanted to stash them somewhere in the event that I came back, you know, and regretted not purchasing them later on. And 3 of them sold. I was like, holy shit, I can get another one now. And I know Timmy has also had some success. Have you guys had success selling on the global feed before?
A couple. I haven't had a lot. I guess we've talked about this before. I think my taste is like really bad. I just don't realize it. The stuff I like, nobody else seems to like. So I don't know what to say about that. But
Chislet, I'm there with you. My 10 are still there. They're still proud, still waiting for homes. Rizzle, you need to talk about your obsession with this Angry Queens that you have.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really drawn to like the snarl face for some reason. I don't know what that says about me. And then like the snarl face with the silver grill, I was really digging, and I had the one Angry Queen, and then I don't know. I saw the other one, and it, you know, I'm I'm like Trizlet, first of all. I'm not like a really bad collector in the sense that like I don't do a great job of buying things that, sorry, Trizlet, I'm not trying to call you a bad collector.
No, I buy the stuff I like. Unfortunately, nobody else likes what I like.
Yeah,
exactly, man. So especially when one shows up that I feel like, you know, after hours of scrolling looks significantly different from any of the other ones that I've seen during that time, I feel like very inclined to pick that up. And I don't know, I just stumble upon very few queens, let alone cool looking ones. So those are two I scooped up. Actually, one of the ones I sold on the global feed was a queen with a silver grill. And then I found a really, really cool one that I keep thinking someone's going to scoop up on the global feed and then almost pulling the trigger on. She's got like vampire teeth and dreadlocks and everything. Anyway, I spent way too much time scrolling this weekend. I'm like,
I saw that one.
Oh yeah. I got a thing for the snarly face and the birthday hats. I don't know what's wrong with that, but it's every time I see it, it makes me laugh.
Trizlet, both you and I.
To my global feed.
Yeah. No.
Dragonade, drop my links.
It is cool. Dude, I feel like in the time that Avastars was offline and under maintenance, the hype has increased for it like 1,000%, just as the space has blown up. It was really a bad time to be in maintenance. It was like during like the giant crypto run up and everything. But in some ways, I feel like that has actually like increased a lot of the hype around it, because the on-chain gang narrative is inescapable now. I feel like everywhere I turn, you know, that's like a flex that people are trying to make or referring to it. Artblocks.io, I slept on that drop for like 8 seconds and missed that one. And that was a really cool one. Whatever it was, I don't even know. I can't keep up. I also am obsessed with NBA Top Shot. I'm like, oh my god,
Top Shot has been rough. I know. I follow the C's, you know, but I don't follow them super close. But it's like you start looking through it, I'm like, oh no, now I need to buy some of these things. But I'd gotten in the beginning of summer, so I had a couple early packs that, you know. And then you get back on, you start seeing the prices people are paying. It's crazy. But that means a lot of people are coming in, because apparently it just keeps selling and it keeps going up. So I'm like, the amount of people coming in is insane. I've had all kinds of talks with, I guess that's basically in for mass use case, I guess, because it's just insane every day looking at the numbers.
Yeah, man, with a Top Shot, I've had really good sales. Oof, it's nice. It's a really good feeling.
And then you're always like, oh, I didn't really want to sell that LeBron. What's wrong with me?
I'm glad I sold it at the price I did, but I was going to sell it for a cheaper price. And I'm glad I sold it for 10 times more that price. Right. So yeah. Speaking of Onchained, this Sunday, we will be having 100x artists with us. We'll be hosting the event this Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for the On-Chain, A Journey into On-Chain Generative Art. This will be held in Decentraland, and the panel will talk about generative art. Our very own Jimmy, shout out to Jimmy. He will be in the panel, including Snowflow,
Jim got switched out with Nate.
And Jeff. Oh, he did?
Yeah, oh, welcome, Nate.
Hey, Nate. Shout out to Nate. And Jeff Davis, too. Sweet. I didn't know that.
Yes. Goodness. And I'm moderating. I got to figure out what I'm doing, but it'll be fun. Whatever it is. We'll figure it out.
It'll be fun. So yeah, definitely.
It's a big deal. Whatever. Apparently, this is like a thing that's going on. It's been going on and is going on for a while. And this panel is occurring on Sunday. So it should be dope. Plus, yeah, it'll be Nate and Snowfro and, you know, the On-Chain Gang crew.
On-Chain Gang.
What was I going to say? I feel like I had something circling back about Top Shots real quick to say. Oh, I remember. Not to double back on the conversation, but I was saying something. I posted a tweet on, I think, Friday or something, that was talking about the secondary market on Top Shot. And I caught a lot of flack because people are like, you know, NBA is a $1 billion business, and that's the reason for the success behind their secondary market and everything. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that has something to do with it, but I feel like they unlocked like Pandora's box with how they've gamified the secondary market and their ticker on the splash page that is sort of like always showing what the lowest ask price is for the, you know, each player from each series and everything. And they've done a lot of like really, really interesting things with the secondary market that nobody else has even attempted yet. And so, you know, I don't know, I'm sure some of it has to do with it being the NBA and like sports collecting and everything, but I'm like, dude, the NBA isn't bigger than like art or like music or anything, right? I mean, that's what these other platforms.
I don't know. It depends who you ask. It could be.
All right. Fair enough.
Bigger than all art of all history. I don't know.
But I'm saying, like, don't you feel like these other platforms could like learn a thing or two from what Top Shot is doing, even if they don't have like, you know, LeBron's weight behind it?
I agree. My conspiracy theory with that is that why it's being successful is you have all these people who love gambling and they gamble on sports, right? And Top Shot NBA is one of them. And so we just have a lot of degens in there. That's what I think.
Yeah, at first I thought it was just like, I'm like, this is really just Nate and Pranksy shuffling everything back and forth, right? I guess they proved, or at least they dropped some very convincing stats that led me to believe that that is not actually the case. So shout out Top Shot for transparency.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Pranksy creates 10,000 wallets with different names, just buys everything from himself. That'd be an impressive feat, even for him.
Right.
Pranksy, buy my stuff.
Somebody's buying all the things, it seems like. I couldn't get the last pack drop either. Dude, I'm becoming like something. I never used to participate in any of these fucking drops or anything for any of this stuff. And I'm like, now I'm like setting reminders for myself. And I'm like, I missed this thing. It's just a testament to the space heating up. I'm like, you know, I've been in the space for a long time and never like really, really FOMO'd too hard about a lot of things. And now I feel like I need to chill out.
The FOMO is real. Let's talk about what's going on this week. Like I said, yeah. Effect Pieces will be on in, well, it would have already happened, but they're on every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I'm not going to try to do time zone math, everyone. So please look at the hashtag weekly calendar and our weekly schedules to see everything that's happening. So Monday's Effect Pieces with Token Smart Podcast Listening Party hosted by Easy. And then Tuesday, we have the weekly Avastars giveaway, Dev Dragon Hangouts, and the Mighty and My show back again as well. Wednesday, Cloud White's Corner, I will be hosting with him. Cool. We have something going on, so yeah, show up. Cool. We're going to keep it mysterious. And then, of course, we have Foxy's Eliciting Party of the Matthew and Rizzle show Thursday. Let's whip and Metal Olympics. And Friday, we've got Eclected Method, Casino, the Central Games, and Who What Wearable, and a Two Note Chill Radio. Saturday is our break, right? And then Sunday, we have Strawberry Sit Sunday, we have Magmaster Confessions, and of course, the 100X Artist panel event going on. So lots of things going on.
Yeah.
Let's see what Saturday looks like. Saturday morning. Right.
Yeah, don't worry. We got 4 more days to fill in Saturday. Yo, I was just going to say, big shout
don't
out.
Don't even say that to me right now.
No, I know, right? And they're all good. That's the hardest part. I'm like, damn, I miss one event because I'm trying to, like, you know, eat a sandwich. And I miss, like, you know, one of the coolest events of the week with Magmaster and Josie. No, I was just going to say, Eclectic Method, big shout out because, you know, I was goofing around and sort of gave him a little bit of a hard time about the audio problems. And dude showed up and crushed it on Friday. with zero technical like a brief blip in the very beginning, but it's really awesome to have him up and running smoothly and knowing that that's going to be a thing moving forward. Cause that was just an awesome, we got all these events. It's nice to kick back on Friday and not have to host something and just listen to some dope music. And then he is also on the podcast that we're dropping on Wednesday for Fox Yoga's listening party. Yeah, and it's really interesting, honestly. I mean, he's sort of in his own, like, very interesting niche of the art community, which is, like, you know, video remixing, which, you know, certainly has its own culture and people who are famous within that subsection and space and everything. So it was really interesting to talk to him because he's sort of coming at all of this from a completely different angle than a lot of other people, even though he, you know, hops on and can, you know, DJ a quick set. And he also mixed in the percolator on the fly when I just mentioned it in the chat box. I didn't realize he was actually like live mixing. So shout out Eclectic Method.
How does he do it? Percolator. Very impressive. Well, guys, let's go eat a sandwich. Let's
before the next event.
Exactly.
Girl, like, eat this week, Rizzo. You gotta go.
I live, man. All right, y'all. Been great. We will catch up again next week and see you at all the things.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, guys. Meow out. Peace.
Please, you guys. Now I need a catchphrase. God, all right.
I know. I'm still working on this outro. So, meow out is working out for right now, but who knows? For right now,
it could just be like meow, meow,
meow.
I'm meow.
All right, now it's stopping recording. I got that in. Meow.